Welcome to the BitByte Podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only, and is not financial advice.
What's up, Rick?
Oh, not much. Just trying to stay out of the wind.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, the temperature swings are wild right now because we're getting up into, like, that 70-degree days, and it's still dropping down to, like, 20 degrees at night right now.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Not it's exactly cold.
Not doing favors to my apricot trees, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I had to repair a water line yesterday, so that was fun. But we did get the water turned on back on today, like the irrigation water, so I can start getting water and going and stuff like that. But I've been just doing kind of yard cleanups the past couple of weekends, and obviously I was in Albuquerque till late Saturday night, and then I got back, and so we're back on this again. Bitcoin has dropped. I haven't checked. What are we at right now? It's like 39-something?
39.6 the last time I looked.
Sounds about right. Yeah, 39,673.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. Last year at the Bitcoin conference is when we hit 65,000, or right before the Bitcoin conference started. And, like, that was the peak, kind of. I mean, we did go to 69,000. Nice. But then it dropped back down.
Immediately.
So, yeah, we kind of saw the same thing again. There was a lot of hype and exuberism going into the Bitcoin conference, and there were some good announcements, but I mean, it didn't do anything really to move the price. And then there was the Fed announcement, I think on Wednesday last week.
Yes,
they raised interest rates at another 0.25%.
Too little, too late, but you know, enough to kill the economy.
So we're at a whopping 0.5% interest rate.
Woohoo.
And what were you talking about? What was going on in China?
China. Well, kind of some scary stuff going on in Shanghai. I mean, it's a city of like 20-something million people. I mean, it's huge. But China's basically locked it down due to the new variant in COVID, which is pretty scary. And I was watching some videos of people protesting and rioting and breaking into grocery stores because the people there are running out of food.
What's this new variant called this time?
I have no freaking clue.
So here's the weird thing, right? Like, China is always like they have this zero tolerance response to COVID, and they don't let anything out. Like, we still don't even know what their numbers were from before.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they just want to get, I don't know, call me conspiracy guy again, right? Like, I mean, it just seems like they're leading this leak about this.
Makes you think, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they were, they led the world in the lockdown craze because they did it first and then the whole world followed them. So the last thing I want is this lockdown craze to start up again.
Well, and it seems that's what that telegraphs to me, right? Is that it's coming again.
Yes. At least that's what the plan is, the quote unquote plan.
The plan. I mean, and it makes sense. We're going to have food shortages. You saw our own MLG announce that she's going to give out stimulus checks basically in New Mexico.
Is she?
Yeah. $1,500 to couples that earn $150,000 or less. And I don't know how much what the stipend is for children on top of that, but they're going to start doing that this summer.
Yeah. Where are they getting that money from?
Who knows? They print it. They said added money.
they know who to blow at the Fed.
Apparently. Right? Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's going to be $500 in June, $500 in July, and $500 in August. And then people with families or with kids, they may get additional funds on top of that.
Well, by then, you know, June, we could be wheeling in, you know, wheelbarrows of cash to buy a loaf of bread. So You know.
Yeah, I still don't. My thought on the hyperinflation thing, unless the rest of the world stops doing what we're doing, I don't think we'll see it to quite that extent. I mean, we're going to see inflation for sure. I just don't know if it'll be hyper. I guess. Go ahead.
I'm just thinking if, for whatever reason, I mean, there's the talks where Saudi Arabia is going to start taking oil for yuans. And if somehow they dump that as the oil or the reserve currency for oil, I mean, the dollar will have a dramatic fall. It will be ugly worldwide.
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah. But the big catch to that too, though, is that they'll probably still take both. I can't imagine they'll just limit themselves to one or the other. I don't know. It depends on what's going to happen with this whole new world order thing that Russia's planning on doing. Because Russia, apparently, I mean, everything that I'm seeing, but see, that's the thing. Like, I don't trust the news at all. Like, Russia's still getting their ass handed to them, it seems like, in Ukraine.
Yeah. I have no idea what's really happening in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Talk about it because it's all crap. Well, the saying is the first casualty in war is the truth.
Right.
So, that we're seeing that firsthand.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and we've seen it every other skirmish and conflict that the United States has gotten involved in. I don't know where this one's going to play out. It seems so funny that, I mean, they keep on talking about how money wasn't doing so hot and, you know, inflation and all this rampant stuff. And then all of a sudden, well, conveniently, we've got a war type thing going on. So I just love how that always appears.
And now it's as we look at the light at the end of this tunnel, it's going to be another strain of COVID coming at us.
I don't know if people would bow down to it again. Who knows?
Maybe this one is the legit biological weapon.
And that would be the funny thing, right? Like everybody's like, oh, I ain't going to listen to you this time. And this is the one that just like waylays population.
Decimation.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about all that money because nobody would have any.
Yeah. You'd need it to burn all the bodies.
Yeah. It's such a weird time, man. Such a weird time. Some of the big announcements that I wanted to talk about coming out of the Bitcoin conference, because I meant for us to talk about it when it was kind of going on, but I actually left out of town kind of right after it started. I think I left that Thursday morning. The big announcement, first one was from Robinhood, which take from that what you will. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Robinhood. They basically are finally going to allow people to remove their crypto from their exchanges and put it on their own digital wallets. So you can actually trade peer-to-peer. Yeah, and they also plan to integrate the Lightning Network, which makes the transactions basically instantaneous and virtually free. Second part of that, the second big news that came out of the Bitcoin conference, and I don't know if we talked about this or not, but Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, he had to actually cancel his appearance at the Bitcoin conference because there's some shit going on in El Salvador.
Is there a coup going on?
I don't know if it's a coup. You know what? Let's... I mean, it wouldn't shock me, right? Like, I mean, because we've talked about that. He said that there were things that were at home that he took precedence for him. While my slow-ass computer does that, actually, let me do this. Let's see. Let's see. We talked about the postponement of the volcano bond. I don't want that. I just want El Salvador news. So apparently there's a spike in violence. Maybe it is a coup. I don't see anything that just... El Salvador arrests 9,000 gang members in 15 days.
Dang.
I don't know. It's hard to tell what is real and what's not. I'd have to... I'd have to do a little bit more digging, and I don't want to do that while we're trying to do this. So, second announcement came with mass adoption. El Salvador, as we had talked about in the last podcast, El Salvador had announced that they were going to move to accept Bitcoin as legal tender last year at the conference. And now this year we had a couple more places that were following in the footsteps. Prospera, apparently a new special economic zone in Honduras, just officially adopted Bitcoin, as did the autonomous Portuguese archipelago known as Madeira. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Home to more than a quarter of a million people. And Mexico still is kind of looking like they're going to be next. They told thousands of attendees. Let me go back up a little bit. Indira Kempis Martinez told thousands of in attendance that she was working on legislation that would make Bitcoin legal tender in her country, where a third of the adults are unbanked and the lack of access to credit. And that's another big thing that you've got to think of whenever you think about Bitcoin, is that it banks the unbanked. Because all people need is a cell phone.
Cell phone and the most basic internet connection that can make it happen.
Yep. Yeah. And it's weird enough. Like, cell phones are not that hard to get globally, which is odd. You would think that would be very like only the top end, but you don't have to have a fancy phone. It has to be able to send and receive messages, and that's pretty much it. And then the last big news, I think this was the one that kind of blew me away. Was Jack Mahler's CEO of Strike. In a huge presentation, he was basically talking about how they had partnered not only with Shopify, but with the large biggest point of sale system. I think they're called NPR. That's probably wrong. It may be NRP. NPR doesn't sound right. That sounds like that horrible radio station. But basically... Basically, what they did was you'll be able to use your Bitcoin with the Lightning Network at any McDonald's, Costco, Diners Club. I mean, any place that uses any type of a credit card type system that's using that NRP or NPR. A lot of the banking institutions use it now. Like, you can use your Bitcoin to make these purchases. We need to see regulations go into effect that don't make every sale of Bitcoin basically a taxable event, and then maybe that'll kind of be worthwhile. I personally am not going to be spending my Bitcoin to buy Pepsi's or to buy a Big Mac, but that's a huge, huge leap forward. And he said that, you know, this isn't happening in El Salvador or something like that. That's anywhere that uses that banking system that you'll be able to use it. So, I mean, it's Bed Bath & Beyond, Starbucks, all those places. You'd be able to just pay with your Bitcoin, and then they get to decide on their own whether or not they want the Bitcoin or if they're going to take cash or whatever the case may be. But he kind of demonstrated it right there at the conference. Went and he bought Pepsi at a gas station real quick and paid with Bitcoin. So that was a pretty big win, especially because nobody was talking anything about it.
That is pretty interesting. Though... It's kind of the motto of the show that you stack Satoshis, you don't stack your calories with Bitcoin.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. I mean, not unless have to. Because, I mean, I go back to my case. It always goes back to, like, my Bitcoin phone, right? A tenth of a Bitcoin. Yeah. And now that's a $4,000 phone that's like a brick nowadays, you know?
Slow as a brick.
Yeah. So... Yeah, and that's why, like, I mean, when Elon Musk was so upset about nobody wanted to buy a Tesla with Bitcoin, it's like, well, no, why? Why would you? Yeah.
So, anyway, if you would have bought it right at that peak, you would have done pretty all right.
Yeah. For sure. For shizzle. I don't know. What do you think is coming down the pipe? Like, what do you think is the time frame for what you're seeing? Have you heard anything more from Saudi Arabia and the Chinese yuan?
No, I haven't seen anything going on with that. You know, so I don't know what's happening. One thing that's kind of interesting is I hung out with my old singer in the band, and his wife basically owns like a real estate company. Uh-huh. And last year they were so busy, it was insane. And this year they don't really have a whole lot going on, which I'm a little bit worried for them in that regard. So, yeah, I think the real estate you know, craze is, it's kind of winding down. Well, granted, interest rates are going up, so it's not exactly helping their cause out, right?
Right. Well, so, and then I would imagine there's a big, you know, supply shortage.
Well, there's probably a big cash shortage with all the inflation and
that may be true. Like there may be a shortage of cash, but I don't believe that yet, because I'm guessing the banks are still willing to loan you money. As long as you've got the credit, they're going to still loan.
Yep.
It's just, it's whether or not you really find it appetizing to take on the loan with the interest rates going higher. Because I want to say, well, last time I looked at it, and this was right before interest rates went up again, like a mortgage was now over at 4% for, you know, pretty good credit rating kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So that, you know, you're starting to see the leap, and that was previous to this last hike. So I would assume if it went up from basically 2.25 to 3, 3.5 maybe on the little bit of a higher side previously, to where it's now kind of 4.25, maybe 4.5, I'm going to guess, and we're probably looking at 5 or 6% interest rate on a home.
Yeah. So, which, you know, especially with some of the bigger houses, where, you know, I mean, the real estate market that they're in, you know, you're looking at 600 grand for a decent sized house.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. And that's not even, you were in my townhouse in Albuquerque.
Yes.
I heard a report this weekend. One of the neighbors that I knew over there sold their house in my neighborhood. Same, similar layout to what mine was. Take a guess what that one sold for. Cause my place wasn't very big.
Nah. Did they get somewhere in the 400 range?
Yeah, it was about $450,000.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. And that was just this last week. I mean, the prices are ridiculous, right? I mean, but then I've also heard, and I don't know if we talked about this last time or not, I also heard that the reason why there was also a big shortage on some of these homes too is the Fed's been buying up a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, BlackRock and all that, you know, they were doing that for sure.
Yep. They've been buying up a bunch of homes, and then it just makes me think of, you know, when they were saying, you know, you're going to own nothing and you'll like it. You'll be happy. You'll be happy. You know?
Yep.
I don't know. It's crazy times, man. I don't know what's going to happen with the Bitcoin price. I don't think... it's hard to say, because whenever the momentum, because I mean, the market just turns on a dime, right? Everybody was so hyped going into the Bitcoin conference. Now we're going back down, and everybody's like, oh, we're going down to like sub 30,000. Maybe it's going to do the exact opposite of what everybody thinks, just like it did going into the Bitcoin conference.
You know what? I was hoping for better news, but you know, when I was thinking it was going to be, you know, pretty high at the end of the conference, but you know, the Fed kind of popped that bubble.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, I don't know why the markets are reacting like they were like shocked. The Fed said already, they said this in January, that they were going to raise interest rates at least 4 times. So yeah. Now we're up to 0.5%. And they didn't raise it as much as they wanted to. I guess some of the Fed chairs wanted to raise it to 0.5% right out, or another 0.5% from that 0.25% rise, which would have put us at 0.75, right?
But yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I do think with some of the stuff that's going on with the increases in interest rates, I do think it's going to gum up the gears for whatever economy we have.
Yeah.
So I think things all around are going to be going down.
That's a good possibility.
Yep.
What did gold do? Have you looked?
I have not looked.
Let me see. Because that'd be kind of interesting. Because in the past, recently, the better gold does, the worse everything else does. So there's Bitcoin, Grayscale. Gold is up 0.5%, a little bit over 0.5%.
Well, it's at 1957. Well, didn't it top 2000 here recently?
Yeah, it topped out at 2000 something. It was 2000.
That was about the time. That was about the time of the invasion, though, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the 52-week range right now, the high is 2,078. According to what I'm seeing on here, anyways.
Yep.
So. Gold looked like it held all right. It did better than Bitcoin did through that. XPEV. We shall see. I don't know. I can't remember what the guy's name is. He's one of the co-founders of PayPal. He was talking about how Bitcoin's got people out there that hate it and will do anything they can to make sure it stays suppressed. You know, and so he was basically saying that Bitcoin's got a hit list and on the top of it's Warren Buffett. I don't know.
I believe that.
So.
Well, he talked endless crap about it, so yeah.
He does, and then he bought up a bank that partially trades in it, so. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I mean, honestly, if I was him, I wouldn't be showing my hand too often either.
No, I wouldn't either. I would not either. Do you have anything else you wanted to add to this today?
I think I'm okay for now.
All righty. Well, thank you all for listening. And hopefully we'll record again here pretty soon. Hopefully we'll see what happens. We'll see if the market turns around because we were both wrong for the Bitcoin conference prediction. Maybe the second half of April, because traditionally April has been a very bullish month for Bitcoin. We'll see if that turns around halfway through the month. Or, I mean, if the shock, because I really expect this panic that's taking place right now due to the interest rate hike to kind of subside after this week ends, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe we'll see a resurrection on after Easter.
Or maybe it gets nailed to the cross.
Oh,